Good morning, sir. Honorable Mr. Johnson will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, could you state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Frank M. Andrade Jr., 70275.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, as well as the representative from the Department of Correction and Parole Officer. You have this morning with us, sir, we have four members on the board that will be conducting your hearing. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Luis Quinones, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning. And also we have with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing, sir, today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in.
Yes,
you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir. I do, sir.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out your hearing in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, Mr. Andrade. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at his sister's on December 4th, 2016 at 10524 North 73rd Avenue, Peoria, Arizona, as verbally directed on December 3rd, 2016. The offender's whereabouts unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Andretti, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Who second that?
I did.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two of your hearing, Mr. Andrade, first getting some information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. So then we'll be coming back to you to get any information or any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Andrade was released from DOC custody on December 2nd of 2016. He was arrested on September 22nd of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on absconder warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 292 absconders with a community supervision end date of January 19th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1988, burglary, second degree, 5 years. 1988, theft, 2 years. 1992, narcotic drug violation, 7 years, 6 months. 1995, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 1999, theft, 6 years, 6 months. 1999, trafficking in stolen property, 6 years, 6 months. And 1999, flight from law vehicle, 2 years, 6 months. He's had 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and gang information noted from Ames, but he is part of the CSG criminal street gang Suntown Peoria. Prior term of supervision, 1990. Temporary release, 60 days. Converted to provisional release, 6 months. Converted to earned release, he completed within 14 months. In 1996, Credit release absconder for one day, revoked. And 2004, TIS completion, 1 year, 2 months. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft and threats of harm noted. And he has a community risk score of G5V6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Mr. Andrade, when you were released from prison, I see that you were released to reside at Church on the Street at 3210 Northwest Grand Avenue. That was then on December 3rd of 2016. You were given a verbal directive to establish residence at your sister Cindy Andre's house in Peoria, Arizona. Why didn't you establish residence at your sister's house, sir?
I was confused about Church on the Street because I did appear there. I went to COTS, which is the men's mission, and then they took me to the Dream Center, and there was some confusion that I was in accepted or somewhere or another, that they wanted me to come back a couple of days later, and I just ran into some family issues and just made the wrong choice.
Okay, so well, your PO directed you to go stay with your sister. So why didn't you go stay with your sister?
I didn't know that I could go to my sister's house. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, it looks like in here that your PO gave you a verbal directive to establish residence at your sister's house, as though you know.
I never talked to my PO, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne, does it state in there?
Yes, sir. It states in Colonel Notes on 12-3 of 2016. Sponsor, Cindy Casey Andrade, 10524 North 73rd Avenue, Peoria. Was approved that he could stay there on December 4th of 2016. And that's when that Ames was updated.
Okay. So, Mr. Andrade, what were you doing for 292 days while you were in Ascona? So, what did you do?
I was just homeless.
He's just out on the street homeless. Well, why didn't you contact your PO, sir? You're just out on the street homeless.
I was scared. I didn't know. I was just making the wrong choices, if I'd given another chance, I didn't realize the choices I made weren't right, and,
Well, what kind of drugs were you doing while you were out there on the street, sir?
I was using heroin.
You were using heroin? So have you been using any heroin since you've been back?
No, sir. No, sir. None whatsoever.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Andrade, were you working at all?
Excuse me?
Were you working?
I still couldn't hear you.
Were you working while you were on?
No, I wanted to work, but I was scared of working because I didn't want to get picked up.
Understood. So where were you getting money, living expenses?
Just panhandling for my family, where to get.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Andrade, if the board has no additional questions, sir, we're about to wrap up your hearing. Before wrapping up your hearing, sir, I want to give you the opportunity before we go and discuss and see if there anything else you'd like to present to the board. Please, please try not to repeat yourself, sir.
Yes. I made the wrong choices, and I apologize, and give another chance. I know the choices I need to make. I have some babies, I have a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 10-year-old that need me out there. My wife also, she went through some heart surgery, I realize that my end date is January 19th, which ain't too far, but if I give her another chance, I would make the right choice.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Andrade, the board is going to go into discussion. So while the board is in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while the board is in discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. Once the board has made a decision, we will get back to you and notify you of that decision, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. The board is now into discussion. It appears Mr. Andrade absconded for 292 days. He said he had some confusion between the Church on the Street and COTS, but he said that he didn't know he could go stay with his sister. However, according to information that we have, that he was notified that he could go stay with his sister. The residence of his sister was approved. Mr. Andrade states that he was out on the streets and living homeless and just going from place to place, and that basically, he was doing heroin and was out there on the street for those 292 days. And I believe that Mr. Andrade knows the importance. He has in 90, he did 60 days of temporary release. In 96, he had a one-day absconder. But in 2004, he did it to a TIS completion. He understands about the relationship and how to communicate and what he needs to do with his parole officer based on that information that we actually have. Therefore, I think that Mr. Andrade only has a little more than 2 months left on his parole to do. That if he takes this time that he has left and work on putting together a plan so that when he gets out, he can work with his wife and his child to be a productive citizen and continue to be a productive citizen and hopefully not come back before this board again. But I'm willing to listen to my colleagues. Okay, therefore, I'm going to make the motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Andrade, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and his ad lapse was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, that he had absconded for 290 days and was using heroin while he was out.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Andrade?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. So you will be released on January 19th of 2018. So it's a little bit over 2 months away that you have, less than 2 months that you have left on the parole to do, sir. When you get released, you won't be on any community supervision, sir. You won't be having to report to your parole officer. Hopefully, you'll take this time that you have left in DOC, sir. Put together a plan. Work with your CO3 to come up with some type of program that you can get into and hopefully get off of heroin, sir, and become a productive citizen and not have to have any negative contact with law enforcement or go back to prison and have to come back before this board. Sir, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing this morning, and that's going to conclude your hearing.
Okay, thank you, and I appreciate your time, and I apologize for my mistakes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Andrade. All right.